have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Spit nipply out. I mean nippy out. What am I saying? Nipple. There is a nip in the air, though.
This is the world of boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew during this holiday edition of the big show. Hopefully you're checking out a Christmas-like boat parade, planning for next weekend probably is the likely date. There could be some going on this weekend. Actually, I think Mike found some locally here in our neck of the woods. Is that right, Mike, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So certainly there's several on December 13th, but if you're out and about and you're in Central Florida today, actually, the Mount Dora Lighted Boat Christmas Parade happens this evening on Lake Dora, Gilbert Park, features illuminated boats on Lake Dora and the Florida Christmas theme. On the 13th, we've got Winter Park Holiday Boat Parade at Lake Virginia. That's leaving from a place called Dinky Dock. Locals know what that is, but that's a place called Dinky Dock. And it is kind of a small dock, but it's a launching area next to Rollins College. Then Lake Fairview. There's a great boat parade on Lake Fairview at the Lake Fairview Marina on Orange Blossom Trail, and then. Others in the area, there's several others on the 13th. So Southeast Volusia Holiday Boat Parade is in the Intercoastal Waterway. There's a boat parade on the 13th in Tarpon Springs, which I've actually been to that one, and it is fantastic, a really cool boat parade. And then another one in Daytona Beach. So lots of options. Take your kids, take your family, go out there and enjoy and see how much work these folks put into decorating their boats.
Yeah. And then send pictures back to the friends that are living up north and are snowbound.
Yes.
Yes.
And how's the caption weather up there? Suck it, loser.
But
it's just what you do when you live in Florida or you're here on vacation during the holidays. That's one of the many bennies that we get for being in this part of the country, especially this time of year. This is the best time of year, by the way, for us.
Not
just the holidays.
Time of the year.
The weather. Woo-hoo.
I winterize my boat by making sure the refrigerator and the cooler is full. You know, that's how I winterize my boat.
Exactly.
Hey, guess what's happening? President's Day weekend, February 11th through 15th.
Well, he jumped ahead pretty quick there, didn't he? But that's fine. It's the... Miami International Boat Show. I know
you
that
are
one.
Correct.
Because it coincides with Valentine's Day. It's gotten me off the hook for at least the last 10 years.
What? You mean you're telling me you come down to the boat show? Oh, okay. She doesn't know you haven't been there. And you used to actually set up a whole
radio
booth and
she
everything.
Can hear.
No, she can't. She's shopping. She's getting Greg a new gift for Christmas.
Yeah, that's it.
Because we got to put.
But yeah, do you have a preview of the boat show there, Barry, or what are you hearing?
Well, not so much a preview. I did hear that Miami Beach is streamlining the attendee experience, including a return of the show's yacht component to Miami Beach. Along Collins Avenue in Miami Beach, there's a canal that is big enough to have these really large yachts. And they had those yachts out there in the past, but then when they moved everything to Crandon Park, they kind of stopped doing that. Well, they're bringing it back. And this will be, you know, the 2026 Discover Miami International Boat Show. It's 85th year. This is going to be year 85. New layout improves how visitors experience every boat category, from the return of yachts along Collins Avenue to the launch of Sailor's Cove at the IGY Yacht Haven Grand, whatever.
Okay. We'll go with that.
I can't read. Yeah, go with that.
How do you spell it?
G-R-A-N-D-E. Grand.
Grand.
Yeah. Whatever. Those changes reflect years of planning and direct feedback from our exhibitors and attendees. And I know for a fact, not last year, but the year before when I attended, traveling from one area of the boat show, which was the, you know, the main convention center, to right. other areas was a bit of a chore.
Yeah, you got to hop on these buses. It's just...
And the traffic was terrible. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did have water taxis, but you still have to get from the convention center to where the water taxis were docked.
Mm-hmm. They did the best they could, but it was because of a bunch of construction. They were doing it at the convention center.
Oh, and there's...
And everything's
not
done
just
now.
That. No, it's 595. I mean, not 595. What is it? The 836?
The highway.
Or the, the highways. The highways are being completely rebuilt.
Mm-hmm. But most of that is complete now, so this might be like a banner year?
It'll be a better year.
Okay.
But it won't be a banner year because, no, the construction's not done yet, but it's getting closer.
Yeah. But, I mean, once you get there, you don't have to, you know, run
then,
over.
Then you're fine.
Get a bus again to get to the other location as much, I guess, this year is what
they're
saying,
some of them. I mean, you could have the Miami Beach Convention Center and Pride Park. You got the Miami Beach Yacht Collection on Collins Avenue, the Super Yacht Miami in Sailor's Cove at the IGY Yacht Haven Grand Miami. So they're going to have three big areas that you can go from, you know, spend one day just at the convention center and then the next day go to another section of it. And if it's smaller, then you could just hop over by bus onto the third section.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're trying to make it a little bit more compact, but easier to see everything.
Well, there you go. And it is quite an event. I mean, it's always had kind of the vibe of the Super Bowl of boat shows in the sense that it's not necessarily as big as Fort Lauderdale. It's pretty close. I think maybe square footage they claim to be bigger, but Fort Lauderdale has more in-water boats on display.
Yes.
However, Miami is also kind of known as the industry show, too, a little bit more. It's always had a reputation of a lot of trade organizations attending that show. You know, having behind the scenes seminars and things for dealers and stuff like that in Miami. So it's a little different vibe than Fort Lauderdale. Not much, though. Mm-hmm. But, but that's kind of the main difference.
Splits things up a little bit. You have the convention center where you have a lot of the smaller boats and midsize,
mm-hmm.
but you won't have much. You'll have almost nothing in accessories. There's one small little section.
Right.
If you want to see the electronics and all the other accessories that go with boats, then you had to go over to Bahia Mar.
Well, right.
And they
expanded into the convention center in Fort Lauderdale, didn't they?
No, they didn't. No.
They didn't?
But no. I mean, they
just
have
a little
section of it, but it really is not what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Miami Beach, on the other hand, has all of that stuff, the electronics and all that stuff, and they use the upstairs, too. Remember,
right.
there's two floors, so they'll fill that in.
Yeah. Well, which one has better boat fluff? That's the most important differentiation between Fort Lauderdale and Miami.
Well, they're going to be
showing off
the yachts in the water. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can do some serious people watching at either one, and it's quite entertaining. If you just kick back at one of the beer gardens there along the water and just watch the parade. It's fun. It's fun, people watching. Been there, done that. That's just what you do to kind of soak in the atmosphere, right, Mike? Mike has a huge grin on his face right now.
Oh, yeah. He's just thinking memories.
Well, I mean, it's all kinds. I mean, you can't believe the variety of people you see and the backgrounds they come from. And
right. On one really side, you'll see Barry the boater, and the other side, you'll see an attractive young man or lady.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll
just
remember
saying.
That. You're getting coal from
the
me.
Yin and yang of the
coal
boating
and
world.
Sticks, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's really great. And you know, the boat shows this year were great. And, you know, I just think they're getting better and better. And of course, the innovation is getting better and better, too. So. I think there's a bright future ahead for the boating industry.
Well, definitely the vibe is pretty positive going into February for the Miami International Boat Show. All right, more coming up. Mm-hmm. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.